The flute. This is a dream I had Monday morning, May 16, 2016. I dreamt that I was outside a conference hall, and a conference was gathering. All these people were gathering to attend this conference, and there was an anticipation and excitement in the air. I was amongst the crowd, and I had a flute in my hand. I have many flutes, but I have favorite ones. And this was a Native American flute. It was one of my favorite ones. But it was smaller than the actual flute I own. It was wooden. And when you played it, and I was playing it, it had the sweetest sound. It was very clean. It was very mellow. It was very rich. It had this the sound of the wind of the Holy Spirit. And as the people began to go into the conference hall, I stopped playing my flute. And I saw two people from my past who I had been very much in, let's say, a covenant relationship. We'll just leave it at that. And but we no longer had relationship. And they went into the hall. And I thought, oh, I don't want to go in there because that's not in order. That's not relationally in order. But I thought, well, I'm not going to let these people or their issues stop me from observing what's going on, and went into the hall. As I entered, there were all these chairs, and there was a table at the front, and a man was sitting at the table at the front. And this man was the moderator, teacher, I don't know. But he had a light on him, and it was not the light of God. It was another light. And in the hall, it was empty. I wondered, wow, where did all the people go? They just sort of disappeared. And only a few of the chairs were filled. And these two people that I was no longer had in covenant with, they had broken covenant, were in this hall. So I stood in the back, and I played my flute. And then I looked inside of it, and inside there were maggots. And beetles, wood beetles, and they were eating the inside of the flute. And I knew that if I did not clean out, and I began to clean out and knock the flute on the wood and try to get them, loosen them and clean them out, that these insects and maggots would destroy my instrument. And I woke up. Here's the interpretation of the dream. The flute is an instrument. It was a wooden flute, and wood speaks of man's humanity. It was a human instrument that had been carved out and fashioned to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit and to play the pure song, the melodies that the wind breath of the wind blew through the flute. I was outside the general church meetings. I was outside the corporate organized conference, let's have a meeting situation. All these people that were waiting to go in, they loved the Lord. They were probably intercessors who had been praying for a move of the Holy Spirit, that God would come and visit his people. And they were excited. They were anticipating something wonderful. And they went in. And there were people from my past who had broken covenant over spiritual issues, let's say, doctrines of faith or whatever. They did not conduct themselves according to the covenant rules of relationship applied in the New Testament. They also went in, but I did not let them hinder me from continuing to pray and trying to see and discern. I needed to go in and discern whether this was an authentic move, one of spirit and truth. The man moderating inside the conference hall did not have the light of God. It was another light. Satan himself comes as an angel of light. The conference hall was empty. There were hardly any people there. Most of the people left. Those that had discernment, there were a few there. As I brought my flute in and stayed in the back, I looked inside and I saw that the instrument that I had that had been played had inside beetles, bugs, and maggots, and they were eating the inside of the flute. I knew that these had to be cleaned out or they would destroy that instrument, and I set about to clean it out and preserve the instrument from that corruption. Those insects and maggots represent decay and doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. The instrument was fine until the destruction came in. I believe the Lord is telling me by this dream that there are counterfeits. People are desiring so much the move of the Holy Spirit that men are arranging meetings in order to have a, quote, move of the Holy Spirit. These calls are authentic from the intercessors. They're calling for this. They are crying out for this move, this sweet sound of the breaths of God moving through his instruments to call them to come to the Lord. But man is sitting there setting up under the leadership of those who have wrong doctrines and wrong teachings and will bring corruption to those who participate, and it will destroy those who allow these doctrines and seducing demons to come in. That we must be very careful. The enemy knows those who are valid prophets and intercessors who have the word of the Lord, that God wants to touch his people. He wants to send repentance among those outside of the church, but that we are to be very cautious and discerning. And we realize that to discern out and test out and move out the wrong doctrines, that God is going to clean his house with holiness. And he's going to build his house according to the heavenly blueprint, not according to the blueprint of man in institution conventional type church buildings. This is time that God builds his house according to the plan. Yeshua, says in Hebrews, is the master planner. He is the master and the builder over the house. And it must be as you follow his path. Let me share with you that in 1991, at the Clovis Vineyard, this man who was not very well known then, John Paul Jackson, was having a seminar, weekend seminar put on by the local pastor. We were moving from Southern California to Clovis, and we in part attended the seminar. I had a vision, an open vision, and I shared it with John Paul Jackson at the time. It was of a tree, a magnificent tree, but inside the tree was completely eaten by insects. And that tree was about ready to fall over. And I said to him, "This is the church." And he said, "Yes, you're right. This is correct." And that's the correct interpretation. Let me also express this vision I had this morning on May 18, 2016. In this vision, I was walking out in the woods. And I passed by this glen that had a creek running down it. And there was a thicket of blackberry bushes. And I saw something under the thicket. And as I looked, they were feet. And they were the feet of young adults or adolescents. They were young people coming into their adulthood. And they were dead. These were corpses. And they had only part of their flesh was on them. And I was very, very upset, because I knew that something in the neighborhood had destroyed them. They were destroyed. And I was very, very upset. Of course, there's a lot of witchcraft, and there's many covens and works of the flesh up here that are destroying our youth. The emphasis of this was on the youth, the teenagers, young adults. Then later in the dream, I saw a giant beetle. It was black. And up here where I live in the mountains, The trees have a pine beetle that has been brought in from other countries that is destroying the pine trees in the forest here and eating them, and it's like really fast. I was like, there's these huge 150, 200-year-old pine trees, and these beetles come in and eat all the sap inside, and then suddenly they're dead. All the leaves, all the branches. It's a tremendous fire hazard. It's part of the reason for the great fires in California has been this pine beetle that's been imported. I don't know where it was imported from, but I saw this big black pine beetle, and I took a stick pin. It's one of those pins that you use in taxidermy where you collect insects and then you pin them to a board and you label them. Well, I took a very long one and I stuck it through the beetle to stop it and to kill it. To stop it and to kill it. And then I woke. Okay, the beetle is once again, the forest are the Lord's forest and his creation and his trees, his people. And an import has come in that is destroying. Things are coming in to God's forest that are eating and destroying even the old pine trees. And this beetle is becoming bigger and bigger problem. And it is teachings and doctrines. And it's from the 60s, the Beatles. Remember them when youth culture became international and global through the Beatles, quote, ministry. Whatever you want to call it, it's demonic ministry, in my view. But this thing must be stuck and pinned and stopped to stop.